This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hour 4, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan Expressway's coming up in 20 minutes. You have G-Bag the Day coming up at 5.30 and then LA Live at 5.40. Right now, time for some football content. Here's Wolchuk.
Yeah, so we had this question posed to you, Brian, when we did Krusty's Corner a few weeks back, and it was like, okay, concern. Which side of the ball do you have more questions about? And I've heard the answer be defense, I'd say 9 out of 10 times. And I have way more pressing questions personally on the offensive side of the ball than I have on defense. I think on defense, it's really health-related at corner, right? Like Diggs, Revelle, how are they going to be health-wise? And then otherwise, you kind of know what this defense is going to look like. We just played what Flus had to say on the Doomsday podcast. It's very reminiscent from what we saw here with Rod Marinelli for many, many years. And the linebacking core, like, yeah, there's new, but it's also way better than it was 2 years ago. I think every single year they've continued to upgrade there. But in terms of like how good is this team going to be, I think all the big questions are on the offensive side of the football. Like, do you have a left tackle? How good is Tyler Guyton this year? Is he able to take the strides to be a competent left tackle? They don't want to move Tyler Smith. So what ends up happening if Guyton's not any good? Are they forced to move Tyler Smith? Do they play Awesome Richards? Does he play well? Who's your starting running back? Nobody can name a starting running back right now. We have no idea. How much better is Terrence Steele? Is it really the offensive line coach that is going to be the big difference maker? That's what we've heard, and I believe that. I buy into it. We still need to see it. Like, can Terrence Steele get back to at least the dominant run blocker that he was pre-injury? How good of a play caller is Brian Schottenheimer?
See, this is where I'm glad you're going now.
It's a massive question.
To me, the coaches that have the least amount of NFL experience are on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah. Wide receiver,
when
rookie.
You look at like your primary offensive line coach, and we'll see. I mean, the OC is a former NFL offensive line coach. How much interaction he has? Probably a lot. You know, but is he coaching, and is the line coach really the assistant, but in title he's the line coach? But you look, wide receiver coach, not the NFL experience.
Yep.
You know, the only one that really has NFL experience when you start to talk about these coaches, though, is Linda Wells.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I say, your other positions don't have that type of, you know, so if you and some key positions too with that offensive line stuff. And you even mentioned it. Well, what kind of play caller is Brian Schottenheimer going to be? That's where I think this thing really starts.
100%. Like, how, to me, what does this offense even look like?
Yeah.
Because we've heard, I mean, every offseason, oh, the scheme's different. We like this. They're implementing this. Hell, we were on the practice field in Oxnard, saw them doing awesome stuff in the red zone. Like, hell yeah, they're running mesh patterns. We got pick routes going here. Did we see that on game days?
No.
No, we didn't. So, like, yeah, it sounds great right now, but I think all of your big question marks are really on the offensive side of the ball. Do they even have an above-average tight end on the roster? Like, I'm a Jake Ferguson stan, but Fergie was bad last year. Do you get back to Jake Ferguson being what he was 2 years ago? I'm hopeful. That's a question. And then George Pickens is on his best behavior right now. The second things go poorly and you start losing, how's that relationship? Do him and CeeDee, and CeeDee's also been a guy that ends up being like, oh, the bad body language, this and that. They're both uber competitors. They both want to win. They start losing. They're not seeing the football. What happens with that dynamic? So I think you're big time. And then how good is Dak?
Yeah, it's a great question,
right?
Too.
Like, Dak was not good prior to the injury last year. That might also be a product because your offense was just horrible under Mike McCarthy. Maybe that's a benefit. But I think all your big time questions, like, obviously there's questions on the defensive side of the football, but I kind of have an idea what that's going to look like. You're going to be able to rush the passer, and we know kind of what the scheme's going to be. I don't know what the hell the offense is going to look like, to be honest with you.
I get what you're saying. I think there's a bunch of questions on both sides of the ball. I think you got to look at like confidence, though, in terms of what do you believe in? Do you buy more into Dak getting closer to his normal self, Do you buy Jake Ferguson getting back closer to his normal self? Do you buy Terrence Steele? Do you buy Tyler Guyton more than Mozzie Smith? I think like Mozzie Smith is a bigger question to me than Tyler Guyton.
Like, do we have a question about Mozzie? I think Mozzie is what he is.
Okay,
fair enough. I think you know what Mozzie Smith is. Okay. And that's at best an average player in the NFL.
And I think that's where I go. Questions or confidence, I'm still more confident that the offense will be competent than I am the defense, because you said they have a pass rush. Do they have anything else? Do they have a run defense? I would say probably not. Do they have many people in the secondary that you trust? No, you do not. You have Deron Bland. That's the only person you actually trust in the entire secondary in week one. So I'm still more health, right? Yeah, absolutely. The health factor for sure.
Yeah.
So I have questions about the offense. Sure, what is it going to look like? But I also have more confidence that the offense is going to be respectable compared to the defense, which I think is going to have a ton of problems.
I mean, this is a great question because it really gets to the root of how much you trust this offense now with another set of eyes on it. I have a high degree of confidence that Dak plus CD Pickens is going to get you points. And even if they mismanage the play calling, you're going to have a top 10 scoring offense, probably top 5 scoring offense. But how much of that is based on the belief from those 12 win seasons where they were rolling up bad competition and now they have a tough schedule? So, you know, I hope that we should have confidence in the offense, but if Dak doesn't play well, then obviously you're going to be looking for a different quarterback and the questions on offense will be overwhelmingly louder.
Yeah, I mean, I just think the laundry list of questions I can come up with, I have more questions on the offense side of the ball than I do defense. We can talk confidence all you want. That's a separate issue. But the questions are lining up on offense because I think there's way more. We're hopeful. I'm hopeful all those things. Dak gets back to 2023 version. I'm hopeful they can run the football. They're built to hopefully do that. But we haven't seen them run the ball.
I mean, there's a lot of different ways to look at it individually as a group. I feel like right now your biggest vulnerability is stopping the run, you know? And yes. I don't know if that's any individual players, but that's how you're going to lose in January again if you get there.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, in terms of how vulnerable are they, that's great. But in terms of question marks, I still have more questions. I couldn't come up with nearly as many questions that I had on defense. Like the low-hanging fruit, a team that's been bad stopping the run for a decade, yeah, they need to prove they can stop the run. But we have that question every year. Entering 2025, this version of the Dallas Cowboys, I got a lot of unknown on that offensive side of the football.
Yeah, and we need great answers to those questions.
Coach,
you know?
The quarterback, yeah.
I do feel like there's a tremendous amount of potential in this offensive line considering what they were able to do last year with Dowdle. You know, if you get some good running going, but we don't know how good their runners are going to be. They could be washed up or just incapable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I have plenty of questions about the offense for sure. I just think that the defense is going to be a bigger problem.
Talk about run defense here every year.
Yeah.
Every year. He's right. It's kind of a low-hanging fruit thing. You can automatically say Dallas is going to be bad in run defense because they generally are.
It's their combination of players that you've mentioned that sold me. Like, even if you get a great answer with Mozzie, your corners don't
see
tackle.
They get screwed when their offense doesn't click. They get screwed on defense because the one thing they're built to do is rush the passer. They're not built. When everybody was trying to get back to building run defenders, you know, playing good run defense, Dallas continually was working on rushing the passer, and for a while there it was very successful. Because you had a quarterback and an offense that was putting up points. You know, they're making teams chase points. You made teams one dimensional, you know. So I don't know. I mean, it always seems like every year we talk about Dallas and run defense. Probably a lot of teams in the NFL you can talk about run defense, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know how many defenses you're looking at that you're like your run defense and also your secondary. Like, can you stop the pass? Like, sure, you can get after the passer. If you're up two touchdowns in the game, your pass rush will be nice.
Then we just should say they're effed overall on defense.
I think so.
Yeah. It's not just the run defense. It's, well, overall, their defense, yeah, they've got some talent, but the thing about it is we don't know, is the lack of a good run defense going to affect their pass defense?
When they've had their best teams, the offense dictates how this team's going to play.
I totally agree.
This team's success is driven by the offense.
I agree.
If they can run the football and this offensive line does end up gelling and being what we are hopeful and think it will be, this team can be much better than we think it will be. That's the formula.
Make this thing a top 5 scoring offense And then you won't have to worry about your defense.
I do look at the defense in the second half of last year and find some optimism that even though Diggs was out and Overshown was eventually out and Mozzie played the way that he did, you're adding Dante Fowler and some other veterans to this mix. Yeah. You get the two veteran linebackers now instead of just one. You have multiple and Leofau in a second year. Like, I think it's possible this defense actually plays pretty dang good if, as you said, they can play with a lead and they can prevent their guys from being worn out. And that's got to start with a good running game and controlling the clock. And
well, let's just hope they're not like the Texas Ranger offense, you know, that yeah. like the defenses you're pitching and they're holding you in games, but you can't get any points out of it. You know, that's why I, like I say, this team is only going to be as good as its offense. And that starts with the quarterback, and it starts with the play caller.
It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Rangers are off tonight. We had CY on back there at 4:20. Well, Chuck, is there any other Cowboys stuff you want to get into?
No, go for
it. I have 10 things we learned about the Cowboys this offseason, position, battles, contracts, and more. This is from Calvin Watkins this morning in the morning news. Speed is a thing, and they plan to use it. Pickens, Kevontae Turpin, Jaden Blue, who I still don't think is getting enough recognition for the 4.28 that he ran at Pro Day. And then Miles Sanders, I don't know how much speed he has left, but he had plenty of it in his prime, and he's only 28 years old. So quick throws, vertical routes. Are we going to see the speed pop with this offense, Brian? Did they add enough to make it count?
Yeah, well, you're starting to see that they're putting Turpin in the backfield more. You know, I should say more. The time when I was watching practice the other day, they were trying to find ways. So you got guys like Blue, and they're saying Sanders looks like he's got a little jump, little juice to him. So hopefully that kind of works out for you. Pickens, I could say you're probably going to have him for 1 year. Hopefully he can give you a little bit, like we talked about, a vertical game, some, you know, with the way that he's able to kind of separate down the field. Yeah, I mean, they've added some speed, but it's like, so there's other teams that have, I think, a little bit more. But it's going to come down to the coaches again. I keep saying this. You know, you can have all this, but if you don't use it the right way, if you don't put it in position, and coaches love to tell you, oh, well, you know, we're just trying to put our players in the making, the, you know, put them in position to make the best plays they can and stuff. Well, instead of talking about it, actually damn do it.
Please.
You know, yeah. that's to me, we could talk about Pickens and Turpin and have they added speed. Yeah, they on paper, they look pretty damn good speed-wise. But if you just kind of waste Blue until week 7 or week 8 and don't figure out a plan for him right off the jump, and you've got George Pickens, it's averaging, you know, 3 targets a game kind of a thing, then this team's not going to, we're going to be talking about the 9th overall pick in the draft.
Well, yeah, and maybe that'd be the best case scenario if this team's really 1 year away, that this year not be good and get another top 10 pick where you could get an impact player. You know, I think what you were talking about right there is, can your scheme get guys the ball in space? Number 6 is Dak Prescott and the play action pass. In 2023, he completed 68% of his passes while working the 5th most plays in play action, and that went quite well, at least during the regular season. The Cowboys called play action passes on 19% of offensive plays with Prescott on the field, and he completed 69% of those last season. So they called it less, but it was still incredibly efficient, even more efficient than the year before. So that one's big, and I think the most impressive thing I saw in the entire 3 weeks was Tyler Guyton's interview, his reestablished physique. And I think it's given me quite a bit of reason to believe that year 2 for Tyler Guyton is going to be a big step in the right direction.
Well, at least he realizes that it couldn't get any worse, because that, you know, when he was in a situation that last year, you know, there were a couple of reps where Micah Parsons, you're like going in, and he's like, man, that looks pretty darn good. And then there was, you know, he got hurt, his demeanor, his attitude, all these things were not good. And so, you know, the fact that he realized that he wasn't very good, I think that's the first sign of maybe he's making some changes here. They just need him to be good. They don't need him to be great. They just need him to be good. And if he can do that, then they'll find some ways to. But like I say, I just want this coaching staff not to waste some of the talent that they have in the skill positions. And I think if they don't find ways to make that happen, this defense will be in problems. It'll have a lot of problems too.
Alrighty, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're 15 minutes away from the G-Bag of the day. We're going to kickstart the expressway, what we learned about CY earlier in our Rangers conversation, and more is coming up.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Up next, the fam.
Yeah, buddies, let's do it. Let's hit the expressway. We're now 9 minutes away from the G-Bag of the day and 19 minutes from LA Live. We're going commercial-free all the way to the top, and the expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. Wolchuk's got Around the Bases coming up at 6 o'clock, and I'm sure he's going to tell you more about these baseball stories. Congrats to Josh Smith, though, wins AL Player of the Week. A 1.269 OPS pair of bomb skis. Second to Evan Carter, who also had a 1.269 OPS with a pair of homers. So congrats to those two gentlemen, and thanks to those guys. Definitely would not have had the week that they had, winning 6 of 7. And one of the topics out there for you, the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line, are they out? You know, do you believe again? Is this a resumption of the mission that we thought we were on in 2024 spring training? Last year, a dud. First 2 months of this year, a dud. But as Simeon goes, so go the Rangers. And they've been playing winning baseball now for a couple of weeks. CY joined us. And he clarified some things, didn't he? Are they looking for a leverage closer? That was the headline after an interview he did yesterday on national radio. And he said they kind of took him out of context there. They set him up with a leading question. Wouldn't go as far as saying what the headlines are saying today, which is that the Rangers are in the market for a leverage arm, but they got to be, right? I mean, he just doesn't want it out there publicly.
Yeah. I mean, even he alluded to, like, everybody kind of
that. We all do. Mm-hmm.
I did think it was interesting that he looks at what their roster currently is, and right now, based on the market, doesn't think that there is a bat that would be able to benefit as much as his own guys just getting to the performance level that they expect them to be at.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. You know, maybe somebody becomes available that right now isn't in conversations, but I don't know, based on what he said, that they're really going to be adding a bat at the deadline.
I mean, the expanded playoff format just keeps so many teams in the hunt, and they really want to let all of the time go by. A lot less teams wave the white flag than in years past. And that, you know, that's a feature, not a bug. But for teams that want to improve, they got to be more patient. And if the bat's not there, I kind of agree. Like, right now, what would you do? Another first baseman or DH guy with the uncertainty about Jock Peterson? Yeah. I would like that. But I think the only clear thing this team needs to improve is that hammer arm that in the ninth inning door opens and you know the game is over. You know, it was troubling to see Tyler Mahle go on the injured list. See why his words, you know, they're hopeful that it's going to be a short stay on the IL. I was wondering when I saw the news yesterday, are they putting him on the shelf a little bit to prepare him for the trade deadline? I don't think that's what that is at all. That is their best chip. Him and John Gray, starters that you would not be counting on to start and win you big playoff games, that have decent salaries and some, you know, trade value out there, not necessarily for the players that you would get back, but just to free up the salary for that bat. So Tyler Mahle's going to be one of those that we're hoping for good news on as the pregame's coming up at 6:30. And then throughout the week, hopefully just 10, 15 days, he'll be back. And then, you know, I was trying to gauge from CY, I always am, where his head is at through success or disappointment. And When they hit a breaking point with the disappointment, he is very clear. It's got to be better. When they start to have success, this is what's so great about CY. He's not satisfied or thinking this is fixed. It's almost like cautious optimism. So hoping for more, especially with runners in scoring position, which, you know, could have really got them in trouble this weekend.
Yeah, very much could have. Absolutely. I mean, They sat Josh Young. He got a mental rest day. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that helped him. And he's because he was one of their best hitters with runners in scoring position. So maybe he's a guy that seemed to work. Like this like mental reset. Everybody's come kind of back from this and been really good. So maybe Josh Young's able, with the Kansas City Royals coming in town starting tomorrow, you just see the Jungle Cat go off.
Tip of the cap to Ezekiel Duran, though, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did at the plate, especially that that defensive play, the bare hander, ripping it to Berger.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty gorgeous. You see those glimpses, man, of Duran feeling like a guy. It's like, man, at some point, you feel like he could be an everyday player if he could just get it right consistently.
I mean, that started 2023. Was he an All-Star? Was Zeke Duran at the All-Star games?
We were talking about him possibly being one. He did not make it, but he played like an All-Star.
He has been very disappointing, you know, since then, really. And during the playoff run and the postseason run, he was basically just a spectator in the dugout.
Yeah.
But you know
his
the talent
first
that he
half
has.
Was incredible though that year, right? I mean, awesome. He saved the Rangers.
Can he get back to that guy if he can? Hell, that'd be a nice trade chip to have.
Yeah, it would. Okay, we saw a hell of a piece of sports history earlier in studio as Arkansas's Gage Wood had the third no-hitter in men's college World Series history. The first in 65 years, struck out a record 19 guys. That was not only the college World Series high, that's a program high for LSU.
Arkansas.
For Arkansas, yes, my bad.
I'll take that tonight if we can do that.
Yeah, that'd be something. It's LSU and UCLA, right, tonight? And
yes.
The loser faces Arkansas tomorrow.
Right, and then that would be... is it tomorrow or the next day? Maybe it's tomorrow. I don't know. But yeah, they would go into the loser's bracket then is what you would do.
Wood joins Jim Erler of the Longhorns in 1950 and Jim Wixon of Oklahoma State in 1960. There's something about this Big 12 footprint that gets no hitters in a World Series, but you haven't had one in two-thirds of a century. And it was amazing to watch Gage finish this thing in the final three innings because it didn't feel like any of the batters could even see it or catch up to it. He was just getting blown away. And if I could describe Gage, if you haven't seen him, it's like if Wyatt Langford was a pitcher. And the energy was just exploding off him. Like it looked like the intensity of some of these guys in overtime of a Stanley Cup Finals game. It was that intense. The junior right-hander, apparently Chief said he's going to be a first-round pick.
Yes.
He said, the only special thing was I didn't want to go home. We're not going home. We get to play tomorrow night, but it is pretty cool. And he had a celebration coming off in the eighth inning with the double flex like Cooper flag. And then his celebration after the game was something that's rarely seen in sport. But I think more encouraged in college baseball than maybe... you know, the pro game. Okay, this hockey story just gets a little bit more painful for Stars fans as Oilers coach Chris Knobloch declining to name either Stuart Skinner or Calvin Pekard as the starting goaltender for tomorrow's Game 6. Ultimately, it's who we feel is the best position to win us a game. It's about who's looking really good at the moment, and then we make our decision, said Knobloch. But, yes, Skinner is back to the goalie we thought we were getting to face this last round, we'll check.
It's annoying, man. He sees the victory green, and now he's going to turn into freaking Superman out there. But I think this series is over. Florida back at home. I think they clinch this thing. They wrap it up 4-2. You'll get a hell of an effort from Edmonton. I mean, those guys aren't going to go down without a fight. But I don't know what other card they have to play. You know, you pulled Skinner. Pickard comes in. They're able to get a crazy win there in game four. Now you go back to Stuart Skinner. It seems like Florida's got his number. I think the Panthers are going to be winning back-to-back Stanley Cups tomorrow night.
Now, do you feel the same way about the Thunder and the Pacers? I know you're feeling Indy here. What's the update on that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still going yes, sirs, in seven. I think tonight you do get OKC getting the win at home. It's tough to win in OKC. I think the Pacers cover. 9.5 is still a big-time spread, but I think you go back to Indy in game six, and then the moment just becomes too big for Oklahoma City in game seven. And in these final crunch time minutes, Indiana, that's really been the storyline of this entire postseason. I still think Indiana gets this thing done in a very crazy, awesome, historic game seven that nobody's going to watch.
I love that.
I'll be watching.
We'll be watching.
I want it to go seven. I really do. This has been an awesome series.
I just love the Rick Carlisle storyline so much, and I've always been a Rick stan. In Mavs land, obviously, we're watching for Jason Kidd. There's no indication they're going to get involved in the Kevin Durant discussion, right? That would be interesting if you were going to try to put together the all-2010s team here with Kyrie, AD, and KD. I wouldn't put it past Nico. If you could get it done without trading Flag, I'd be open-minded to it just out of curiosity, but I want to see him stay the course with this really group of role players.
Yeah, Dawson went back and looked up. I just want to make sure. Yeah, the loser of the LSU-UCLA game will play Arkansas tomorrow night at 6 o'clock on ESPN.
Cannot wait. I'm into this thing. Let's go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has your G-bag of the day. All right, here we go. G-bag of the day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up, shawty. Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you could follow us all if you find G-bag Nation on Twitter. Now, shout out to all the Tolos that send me stuff on Instagram, but it's not G-bag of the day worthy stuff. It's just sending me booty cheeks.
It's
just sending me booty cheeks. And then I have to investigate. I was like, well, there must be more photos like that where that come from. So let me click this link. And then next thing you know, I done killed Tom.
If you get some clapping audio or something, I mean, I could see that getting a vote.
She's clapping and they ain't using hands. All right, our winner and champ so far, day one, Bobby Belt, trolling the hell out of my man Eric Chiafalo during Chiafalo segment. Biggest L, biggest dub.
Yep.
Biggest dub in the 214. Happy birthday to my Tolo bride, Amanda Mount. Happy birthday, Amanda, getting a victory there. I'm sure hubby's got a nice birthday weekend planned for you. Miss Amanda.
Amanda Mount.
Amanda, yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Mount.
Mount.
Celebrating together.
214, biggest dub, Tolbert fixed my garage door today.
Hey!
That's Tolo Chastity Bell.
We've gotten some incredible stories.
They just roll on through
folks.
It.
214, big dub for the Aledo High School boys winning state. Sherwood Lovetail was the MVP.
Nice.
How about that?
Congrats, Sherwood.
Sherwood Lovetail.
Congrats, Sherwood. Let's go, pal.
Atta boy.
Atta boy, Sherwood.
Hey. Just felt like an Aledo high-level athlete's name.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Damn, Chief, bro. You knew what you were doing there, right?
I honest to God. I
seriously, hadn't. you just
you if
just,
you look at the video, I don't think he did.
I'm telling
seriously,
you,
seriously, I thought you play the game. You're like, okay, I'm just gonna go ahead and do this.
Listen,
kind of
I love these little euphemism games or whatever it is, but like I've never heard these. Amanda Mount's never been tossed my way. Sherwood Lovetail never been tossed
Sherwood
my way.
Sherwood Lovetail.
I missed the chastity. I feel like I would have got Chastity Belt, but at the same time. I didn't catch it when Walchuk said it.
No, you sure didn't.
So if it was like Mike Oxman or Oliver Klozoff or something like that, I'd be like, okay, I know those people, okay? I'm familiar.
Mike Hunt.
Mr. Hunt.
Whoa.
Mike.
Yeah.
The Hunt family.
The Hunt family.
Very
Lamar's brother.
Yeah.
Or the Hawk family.
Owned
Mike
the
Hawk is a perennial all-star.
The Hunts and the Hawks.
But I'm not familiar with these other names.
I kind of feel like you just rattled off all these, you knew what you were doing. I'm just going on record.
No.
I got to hold that L.
Yeah, well, that's definitely your L to hold, buddy.
I don't want to give Bobby the credit. Believe me, I wish I could be like, no, Bob, I was in on it too.
Hey, I got another L for you.
Here we go.
I got another L. Man ran into Coach O on the beach.
Oh, yes. Okay. We've seen this.
Yes. I wanted to play this on Friday, but there was no broadest, and I said, I cannot do it.
Thank you,
and
sir.
Plus, these guys were out of the studio, so it's kind of hard to hear the audio when you're on location.
It is tough, yeah.
So I try not to get like something that's really audio-ist. You know what I mean? Anyway, I just made that word.
It's a good word.
Audio. Super audio-ist. You know what I mean? That guy is audio-ist. Dude ran into Coach O on the beach, asked for a photo, then hit him with a Roll Tide. Coach was like, hold on, wait a minute, son.
Hey, Coach, sorry to bother you.
All right, man.
Here we go, baby. Roll Tide.
All right, here you go. Not really.
I know.
What was that about?
Look, I respect you as a
what
person.
Was that about?
I respect you as a fan.
I wouldn't take those tigers to see after I take a picture of you.
I understand.
Have a good day, man.
Hey.
Where are you from?
I'm from Alabama.
What part?
Tuscaloosa, actually. You got to understand. That ain't nothing towards you.
That ain't nothing wrong
with Yeah.
But look here, just respect.
Yes, sir.
Man, what the f***, man? Hey, if you're from LSU, you wouldn't go to Nick Saban and say go Tigers, would you?
I think some people would, but...
You wouldn't.
Who
shirtless jog on whatever whatever sidewalk, and I imagine him laying there with a hand around each gal to him at least.
Oh, 17 million to walk away.
20 beers in the cooler.
Don't be disrespectful. Yeah, what's wrong with you, son? You wouldn't do that to Saban.
he's right.
Let's see what else we got. French tennis player Gael Monfils. Gael Monfils.
Did Bobby send you this?
No. This is a real deal. This is his real name. He is responding to a bettor that lost some money on him.
Oh.
Man. Hey, guys. It's not a financial advice, but really, you still betting on me? First tournament on grass. I play Alex Mikkelsen, 20 years old, 35 in a world, and you want to bet on me? You writing that I'm I know I'm we both know I'm and you still bet on me? Who is the dumbest between you and me, to be honest? Nah, come on.
Nah. Exactly.
You bet on me.
Like the hippo. 20 years old on grass.
This guy's grass. Got self-awareness, man.
Bet on me. We both not in. Oh, love it, man. What is your problem? What else we got right here for you boys? Oh, this is not one. Winner. But no, this is not one. LAPD is talking smack to the protesters.
Uh-oh.
In the helicopter.
Oh, no.
They're in the helicopter, bro.
Right there, I can still see you. What are you doing?
Hey,
black SUV, I got the plate. I'm coming to your house at 5 in the morning. Hey,
damn you. Black SUV, I'm coming to your house at 5 in the morning. That's what that fool said. They are trolling, dog. It's crazy. Crazy stuff. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessings. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes at Friendship West Baptist Church. We got a bird that got into the sanctuary. Oh, no. While the pastor was preaching, and he basically said, kill the bird.
Jehoshabeth, the king's...
Holy crap! What was that?
Security, whichever one of you is concealed carry, bird season has just opened! Drop that thing!
They said, no! Got another church clip for you, too.
What was that?
What? He was so scared.
Did he get hit by it?
And it just got real close to him. Okay. He was preaching, didn't see it, reacted kind of crazy.
All right.
Jehoshabeth, the king's...
I thought he hit him.
Oh, crap!
Must be a sparrow. Buzzing the tower. Yeah.
Jehoshabeth, the king's...
I'm pretty good.
That is genuine fear.
Yeah, he was really scared. That's why he said shoot it.
Yeah.
Somebody kill that little bird.
I'll take for that Birds movie back in the day. That's how it starts.
What is it? Super Saiyan? Super Saiyan?
Super Saiyan?
Super Saiyan. Okay, I said it right the first time. Did.
Dragon Ball Z?
Yes, yes, yes. That's what I'm talking about. They said this girl right here went Super Saiyan during her song.
Have your way, Lord.
Go for it. Over 9,000.
Yeah. You're a little heavy on the wine there. Okay. Is it our champion? Bobby got us good there. He's trolling us. You got to be careful there. Bobby Bell, he's always toloing and trolling on the fan text. Coach O on the beach. 38-year-old French tennis player Gael Monfils. He's baffled why people are still betting.
What is wrong with you? Why you pick me?
Preacher says bird season is open in his congregation. Her girl goes Super Saiyan during her church song. I'm going to vote for the former tennis player, Gael Monfils.
I'm going to go with Coach O.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Lucius?
Gael!
Gael? Coach?
Yeah. Gael Monfils.
Oh, Gael.
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
That's my bad. Wolchuk?
I'm going to go with Bobby trolling.
Right.
Gael Monfils.
By a score of 3-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's an athlete who you don't want to gamble on. Okay, I'll bet on Lucius any night of the week to do a heck of an L.A. live segment. That's next. Let's stay in the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
Looking at L. Duncan on television.
She basketballing it today?
She is amazing, bro. My cousin was at the house, and he said, she kind of looks like the Joker in the face.
What?
I wanted to kick that fool out. I was like, well, get tired. It's time for you to get on out of here, buddy. All right, let's get into a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
How about it?
Fire up this funk.
If you got somebody at the job, super fast, they always fiddling with something, you know what I mean? Great work ethic, they always walking fast and, you know, motivated to get the job done, that's powder.
If you see them, point them out. They're usually in sales. Yeah.
Car sales.
Yeah. LA Live for Monday, June 16th, 2025. It is a Monday, Friday here in LA Live. Shout out to the now disbanded hip hop group, Dallas hip hop group, PPT, for naming today. Monday, Friday vibes in LA Live is just some things I've seen on the timeline over the weekend. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. I hope everyone had a good Father's Day. You guys talked about it earlier. Everybody seemed to have a good one.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We had a death in the family.
Oh, I'm
sorry. Kind of changed. Yeah. Oh,
the way you were describing it, I thought something.
Yeah. When life be life, and you know what I'm saying? And it's still life, and dog.
You had a hell of a plan. I was kind of envious on
me
Friday
too.
When you were telling us.
Steaks and stogies, bro.
Steaks, stogies, shooting guns in the backyard, hanging out with my dad and my uncles and my cousins and stuff. Nope, none of that happened. Mm. I sat on the couch and I ate a fat burger from Griff's.
Oh, wow.
I ate a Griff's burger and I watched television. There was a dad movie marathons on yesterday on television, if you guys didn't notice. Dad movie marathons. Paramount Plus had the Godfather marathon.
Oh, there That's we go.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'll Godfather. Eat up your whole day.
Eat up your whole day. It's all about dads and dudes doing things. The Godfather. BBC America had the Rocky movie marathon going on.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. I did notice they had like Rocky IV when I got home last night.
A lot of Rockies popping off yesterday. I seen a few of them. I had both of the TVs on, watching sports on one, then I had the marathon on the other, then I was just switching around. You know the thing. So it made me think, name some more dad movie marathons out there that, or movies that could have been made into a marathon situation for the dads on Father's Day on the Fan Text while we go through LA Live here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday. Did y'all see the Minnesota shootings?
I did, yes.
Yeah.
Scary.
Smokes.
It's getting crazy now. What's going on there?
Is.
Yeah, that was wild. A buddy went on a politically motivated shooting spree. He shot former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband, deleted them both. Really sad.
Did she vote? She was the one Democrat that voted Republican?
I don't know what's going on. I don't know his motivations. I know he's going around. He had like a manifesto in the car, his fake cop car he had.
And he wore one of those masks,
the
rubber mask.
Okay, so when I was watching television, they were talking about him, and I was getting so upset at cable television, cable news, and because they were like, he clearly had a mask on, but they were trying to describe him. Well, look like he's bald-headed there. I can kind of tell his features. I was like, that's a mask! The whole time I'm thinking, like, why do they keep saying, well, I can't tell what he looks like because it's a mask.
It's a mask.
Forever I wanted him to say, just it's a mask, but they wouldn't say that. He also shot State Senator John Hoffman and his wife. They survived. Man, oh my gosh.
Yeah, they got shot a combined 16 times,
dude.
Oh, my
God. I didn't know all of that, bro.
Yeah, like super lucky. To somehow have not.
16 times and survived that?
Yeah, one got 9, one got 7 bullets and survived it.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Man, he tried to delete those, bro.
Yeah.
Vance Luther is his name, whatever, something is his last name. I'm not going to give it too much. He posed as a police officer during the attacks, had a fake police car, wore the rubber mask that Brother just talked about.
Yeah.
His wife got pulled over. She had the kids in the car, two handguns, passports, and $10,000. Holy smokes, man. He had a grown, what that man was his roommate. He had a grown ass roommate. At 50
something
years
old. Oh, that's right.
Old?
Yeah, I saw that detail.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
I'm not surprised, man. It's getting so difficult to hold down a house by yourself.
You
know what I mean?
Yep. Who are you telling?
Yep.
Who are you telling, bro? My old lady just went to Costco and texted me back while I'm on the show. You don't do this while I'm on the show. $400 or something she spent on groceries. Yeah. I should have went with her on Saturday. I skipped it. I was like, no, let's not do it. We can go later. She went today and spent $400.
They can't be trusted in a place like that.
I mean, the prices, the groceries. So, like, we went to HEB on Saturday.
She get to Costco, you said?
Yeah, she went to Costco in South Lake.
Wow. She bought a lot of things.
Like, we spent $100 and I felt like we
said,
got nothing.
If you said Target, I would totally believe it.
She's not going to Target ever again.
No, Target. when you said, again. I thought I was reading about this, the Minnesota thing, and I thought I heard $4.75, and I thought Target. Immediately, first thing that came to my mind was Target. Yeah. You know? You can't walk into Target without spending $75. Just grabbing the cart. It's $75 going in.
Crazy times we're living in, bro. Crazy times when I seen that. LA Live 105.3 The Fan, Monday, Friday. There was a nationwide protest on Saturday. The No Kings protest. Mm-hmm. Over 2,000 protests held in all 50 states. The protest was opposing President Trump's military parade, which I watched. You know, I like watching stuff like that. I like human interest.
You like the parades?
I do. Yep. I like the parades.
Yeah.
I love a good parade.
I like the parades. Yeah, I do like the praise a little bit, fam.
I'm always curious, you know, because people got to be watching them to keep them on.
Yeah.
I think I went to my first parade when I was like 5 or 6, and I sat there on the road and waited for the candy to be thrown, and I don't know.
I watched the protest on TV, too. Did you guys see the protest anywhere you guys were at?
No. I saw highlights of it.
I was looking for signs. I just like reading signs.
Oh.
See how creative you people are.
Hilarious.
Yeah. The parade was for Flag Day, the U.S. Army's 205th birthday, as well as President Trump's 79th birthday. I was kind of disappointed with so many soldiers marching out of step.
Yeah, what was up with that?
I did not like that. Uniforms weren't nice and crisp. They weren't squared away.
Would have failed inspection if you were.
They would have failed inspection.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're looking and your arm is not swinging with somebody else, you're out of step, Phil.
Is this one of those things where, Lucius, that we didn't have enough time to kind of get this together? Did we throw this together pretty quick, you think? Or was this something, I don't know, I'm just saying, why are we out of staff?
Well, I know the man always wanted it, but we probably got it thrown together pretty fast. It had sponsors, UFC sponsored some of that.
Did it?
And I just someone else sponsored it.
I was just curious because if they're out of step, and I mean, usually our military is pretty snappy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get the younger guys. I feel like you went to these old divisions, and they haven't been marching around in a long time, and you probably gave them a week to get ready for marching, or maybe 2 weeks, and they just didn't get it. I don't know.
A little out of practice. Think we're a little rusty there?
Yeah, it looked really nasty. There were soldiers carrying drones and walking robot dogs. Fox News had the U.S. intelligence expert Rebecca Koffler. She was on. She was watching the parade. I think she might have been enjoying too many pops.
Oh, yes. No. Is she the champagne gal?
She a full Andy Cohen?
She seemed a little buzzed up. And she knew she had an appearance on Fox. You got to temper it a little bit. You know what I mean? You can't get buzzed all the way out there. But she did. Listen to this. That's the wrong button.
Because of the mismanagement of the administrative states, they've been fighting these foreign wars. But with our new in chief, Donald J. Trump, they are prioritizing America first. And I want to thank these officers for all of these sacrifices and all of the hardships that their families have been doing. Lawrence Jones, you're rocking, man. Like, you guys in prayer, Lucas.
Thank you.
I want to thank.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. Thank you, and thank you for your service too.
Wow. Yeah, she was enjoying pops.
She was Yeti cupping.
Yeah, she should have known. Listen, I got to be on Fox. I make me have one drink, maybe a shot, and then after that, I can get loose. We can run it back.
Man, she even had drunk face. You wouldn't have got past that little digital green room. It was me.
She was, yeah, you're right.
You're not going to this one.
Yeah, you're right. The largest protest was in Los Angeles, over 100,000 people out there. Fox 11 had the chopper in the sky, just kind of going to all the different locations. And Chopper Man was letting his heart out. Apparently, his marriage is falling apart.
Oh, no.
And he can give a damn about the protest.
The answer is yes. You know what? I don't care. I don't care about my... I am married. I am legally married. That's about the only way you can really say it. I am legally married. Wow. But I am not looking at now at all. I just had a bunch of debacles with my personal life. Yes, it's true. I know. It's hard to believe. Somebody that doesn't even know what he's talking about in a relationship. And, you know. But, yeah, I got nothing right now. Got nothing. Not really looking. You know, trying to find myself and be happy. I'm being serious about that.
This dude is like, bro, come on, you're supposed to be doing coverage on the protest.
He knows he's on the air?
I don't know.
This is my biggest fear of flying in an airliner, that the pilot's like this.
Having a midlife crisis. Yes. Up there. Yes. Just down
like,
bad.
My biggest fear is that somebody sitting at the front of this plane is like, what am I doing, man?
Yes.
I'm trying to find myself. My wife left. You know, that's my biggest fear.
Nah, that's a reasonable. Mm. That's an unreasonable fear right there. I believe so, man.
Just call in sick.
Poor guy.
Call in sick. Seriously, just
yeah, take a personal day.
I'm not flying Air One today. I'm not flying Great. What's our lone? What was the show? Wolf.
Airwolf.
I'm Blue not flying Thunder. Airwolf today.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not doing it.
Poor guy. Yeah, Air One.
Yeah.
Air One here in Dallas.
Yeah. Just call in. Say you can't get it done today.
That boy's going through it. Technically married is what a cheater says, too, by the way. I mean, on paper, I'm married, but me and you can kick it tonight.
I'm not looking.
She doesn't live with me. I got a roommate. LA Live 105.3 The Fan. The Big Three, basketball I'm talking about, the Big Three had a season opener this past weekend.
Some fights,
dude. It started off with a bang, brought us.
Yeah.
New to the league is Dwight Howard and Lance Stephenson.
Uh-oh, what do you mean by that?
And they got locked up with each other. They got to fighting with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Howard plays for the L.A. Riots. Hilarious.
The Riots.
L.A. Riots. Who named that? Did Ice Cube name that himself?
I think he did.
And Stephenson plays for the Miami 305.
Oh.
They played each other this weekend and both crashed out. Both were ejected from the game after they had a scuffle that spilled into the stands. Dwight Howard did not want to hurt that man. You could tell, but he had to, you know, keep him under control.
Yeah.
He's kind of looking like a big brother fights his little brother. Like, you ain't gonna do nothing, bro.
Doesn't matter how good of a fighter little brother is. He can't hurt big brother in this situation.
Can't do it.
And he's still super strong.
It's pretty awesome to look at those big old tall guys fighting each other, just grappling.
And Lance Stephenson's pretty tough. Like, he held his own.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, to get swung like that and still be balanced.
And still be balanced, bro. They went all the way over to the stands. Let me see what else we got. Oh, man. I had it for you. Oh! Steven Jackson. Yeah, Steven Jackson is the coach for the DMV Trilogy as well in the Big Three. His team lost. Now, when you speak about Steven Jackson, he coached his team back to the back-to-back championships.
Okay.
So they've won championships, two of them, 2021 and 2022. But they lost to Houston, 46-50. And Coach went in the locker room. I'm talking about Coach Jackson, Steven Jackson. And he read his team the riot act.
All kinds of they want somebody on the fight, they want somebody to grab. Same bitch ass at the hotel begging me for Now y'all want to show out in front of these people. When you get burned with me, I'm not these Google me, bitch. I will burn one of you
all. Oh, my God.
Shout out
to Coach. Thanks, Coach.
Google me. Shout out to Coach.
Man.
You're going to get fined for messing with me.
All because they took an L, huh?
Yeah, they took the L. It was a whole lot. There's some scraps on their little courts, too, as well. Steven Jackson tried to get to one of the players, and they shoved him off, and I think he caught his feelings right then and there. Mm. Yeah, it's pretty good, though. But, let me see. You can watch the Big Three games on CBS, Paramount Plus, or Vice. So if you want to get into that, they're next weekend. The Big Three will be in Dallas August 17th at the AAC. So keep that in mind if you want to see some more of those crash outs. Should be a good season. What else we got? Oh, Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight, people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you have an itch, Underdog, DraftKings, FanDuel, BetMGM. Is there any more?
I think you nailed a good chunk of them.
If you have an itch, they can scratch it for you, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. They can scratch it for you. I'm going to leave you with a song by a Brooklyn hip-hop artist, Melvoni. He has a song about being addicted to the parlays.
Is it me? Do I really got bad luck? Needed Tatum for 2 threes and he had one that didn't suck. Told DeJounte that he sold and he started talking tough. The way I feel right now, I might go up to FanDuel with my gun. I told bro if we hit one, that we getting out the streets. That I fell into a hole and I fell into it deep. The Eagles won the Super Bowl. I lost 20 on the Chiefs and then I lost like 10 pounds. I used to bet before I eat. Everyone said I got a problem, but that shit ain't news to me. I lost all my makeup money. Now I'm losing out on sleep. My girlfriend said I need to stop. I got a feeling she gon' leave. That .5 will make you cry and talk to God like, why me?
Very good. Man.
Yeah, it's got a whole song out here called Gambling Addiction, Mel Vaughn.
I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be back tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out of here, folks.
I saw somebody put on Twitter, it's like 90 days until I can try to become a millionaire on 13-leg parlays again. Count down the days to that football season. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. The dad movies, Expendables.
Yeah, Fast and Furious.
The Fast and Furious, that's a good one. Yeah. Somebody said they weren't squared away because it wasn't the Marines. Lucius, you're right. The Marines are squared away at all times, fam. All right, I'm out.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 5:40. Okay, coming up next, proper round tripper time. Woolchuck, we're going around the bases, buddy. Where are you taking us?
What did we learn about our Rangers this past week? Did Evers trade? And is this manager reaching or preaching? That's next.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.